Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Blind Spot by Reed Farrell Coleman. Read for you by James Naughton. Chapter 1. There was no taking it back now, no do-overs. Never. He had said yes, so he was going. There were storm clouds over paradise as Jesse Stone looked out at the Atlantic and remembered his last night in L.A., staring out into that other ocean. What Jesse thought was that watercolor and sunlight was beside the point. At night, all oceans were black. He understood that a lot of people, maybe most, believed the ocean symbolized endless possibility, better days, bright futures. Jesse knew better. He took a sip of his Black Label and soda. He was alone, with only the ocean and his regrets for company. You can gaze at the road ahead of you all you want, but your future is in your rearview mirror. "Jesse? Chief Stone?" a busboy called to him. Jesse was too busy time-traveling there on the dock behind the restaurant to hear. "Excuse me, Chief Stone?" the kid tried again. This time Jesse heard him and turned. He nodded at the kid. "The boss, he wants you to stop by the office before you leave."
"I'll be right in."
It was the usual kind of thing in a small town. Dan Castro, chef and owner of the Lobster Claw, was a squat man with sad brown eyes and the weight of the world pressing him down. The place had been up and running for only 2 months, and Dan had discovered why it was easier to want to own a restaurant than to actually own one. He wanted to know if Jesse could talk to the health inspector. Jesse was the police chief, so he must have a lot of pull with the selectmen, the health department, the dog catcher.